The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I welcome you to God's presence this morning. I can feel God's presence in this meeting this morning. If you can feel it too, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I welcome all our youths this morning. And I know that this will not be your last Thanksgiving in Jesus' name. I said this will not be your last Thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Before we go into the Thanksgiving this morning, quickly, we'll be speaking on a message titled Anointing for All-Round Rest and Rejoicing. Anointing for All-Round Rest and Rejoicing. Securing anointing for all-round rest and rejoicing. I want to start quickly by letting us know that we are ordained for all-round rest. God ordained us to enjoy rest in every segment of life. God ordained us to enjoy peace of mind. Somebody say peace of mind. Let me hear you say peace of mind. God ordained you for peace of mind in every area of life. Spiritually, physically, financially, materially, academically, relationship-wise, health-wise. Somebody say amen. So in every facet, you are not permitted to suffer discomfort. In every facet of life, you are not permitted to suffer discomfort. And you will never suffer discomfort. I say you never can suffer discomfort. And our anchor scripture for the month is Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 and 29. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 and 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, what is God saying? That you are ordained eternally for rest if you can come to Him. You are ordained for rest if you can come to Him. And amongst other things, one of the major things that secures this rest, and of course rejoicing, is the anointing. The anointing. The anointing. Somebody say the anointing. What is the anointing? The anointing is the supernatural power of God. The supernatural power of God. It can also be called supernatural engracement from above. And there is no aspect in life that you don't need the anointing. You need the anointing to succeed as a student. You need the anointing to succeed in marriage. You need the anointing to succeed as a married woman, as a single lady. Every area of life, your life is limited to the extent of your anointing. And also, the anointing can be liquid chemicals, which is engraced, because if it's just ordinary oil, it's nothing without the engracement of the power of God. Oil, which the power of God has entered inside, becomes what we can call a medium or an anointing. Or what we call the anointing oil. The anointing oil. Quickly this morning, what is in the anointing? Why is the anointing so important to securing rest and rejoicing in life? Why? I'll give you a few reasons very quickly, because we need to praise God this morning. What is in the anointing? Number one, it is the power of God for the destruction of yokes of man. In Isaiah 10 verse 27, Isaiah 10 verse 27, the Bible speaking there about the importance and the essence, the yoke-destroying power of the anointing. The yoke-destroying power of the anointing. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I say your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Bible says that it shall come to pass in that day that the body shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Somebody say, shall be destroyed. And the yoke shall be destroyed simply because of one reason. What is that reason? The yoke destroying power is inside the anointing. When we are talking about yoke, we are talking about burdens. When we talk about yokes, we are talking about burdens. We are talking about things like disfavor. We are talking about things like rejection, hardship, struggling, working so hard whereby there's no result. It is the anointing that breaks this yoke. So it's not just another chemical, just something on oil you just put it on your head. No. It carries enough power after it is blessed to bring about the change of life of a man by destroying the yoke. Now listen, the anointing and the anointing oil is a mystery. Just like you cannot explain where the wind is coming from and where the wind is going. You can't explain it. Just like you can't imagine it. Where is this wind coming from and where is it going? Okay, the wind that just blew now, where is it now? It has disappeared. You can't. God's ways are mystical. That's why he says, my ways are not your ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. Our God is a very, very mystical God. That's why he can use anything. He can go to a mud and use it to touch somebody's eyes and the eyes will open. He does it without explaining anything to you. That's why we call him an unquestionable God. You can't question him. He decided that the anointing oil should be a medium for the deliverance of man. And you are in a ministry where you are not permitted to suffer. You are not permitted to be in frustration. That you are not permitted. There is no permission for you to be here and then you continue the same way. Because we are sent to remove every form of frustration. Whatever has continued to frustrate you, especially the issue of depression. Whatever you think of and makes you depressed, that is what we are here to solve. And I say here this morning, everything that represents a yoke or everything that represents a source of sorrow to you shall be handled in this service this morning. Amen. I say shall be handled in this service this morning. Amen. Number two, what is the anointing? Or what is the benefit of the anointing? Enlargement and change of status. The anointing is responsible for the enlargement and the change of status of any man. Look at David in 1 Samuel 16 verse 12. 1 Samuel 16 verse 12. David was just an ordinary man until when he was anointed and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look on. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. This was the beginning of the rest of David. Arise. And they didn't even say bath for him. They didn't even say change his clothes. They didn't say let him go and acquire more certificates. He said arise. Place something on his head. Let his life change. If you read from that place onward, you will see that David's life became progressive from that moment. There was a progression in his life. That is how there will be a progression in your life from today. From today, there will be a progression in your life. Bible says, for the path of the just is like a shining light, and it shineth more and more until the perfect day. Proverbs 4 verse 18. Your path is meant to become better. Every time you celebrate your bad day, you have something to look back and say, I thank God I've left where I was before. Somebody is here today. That will be your testimony. Amen. I said that will be your testimony. Amen. So you are anointed for enthronement and change of status. The anointing that was placed on David's head took him to the throne. He would have died a man of cows. He would have died a man with sheep. He would have died with body odor. Maybe his family is sleeping there. He doesn't even go home to go and take his bath. Maybe you would have even been having problems getting a wife. Everybody that comes and says, ah, why are you smelling? You don't take your bath. You know, anything that you stay around, most times it begins to. Years ago, I was working in an organization and I had somebody that was one of my customers who sells fish. He's a big man selling, was the biggest fish distributor then. Every time I see he's a multimillionaire. Any time I see him, he's smelling of fish. Big man, he has size like double my size. Every time I see him, he's smelling of fish. Even if one, sometimes he will come, I see the car he just bought. And as I enter that car, I will smell fish inside the car. Praise the Lord. You know, you always become like people you hang around. My prayer for somebody here today is that God will change your status. I say, God will change your status. Number three, what is the advantage or the benefit of the anointing? What is in the anointing? Health and vitality. Someone say health and vitality. Someone say health and vitality. You are designed for good health. God did not design you for sickness. Turn to your neighbor and say, God did not design me for sickness and for disease. God did not design me for sickness and for disease. Now look at these. In James chapter 5 from verse 13 to 14, the Bible says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? He said, if somebody is sick, he said, there's a solution to the sickness. He said, if anybody has a sick, I'm not surprised that person that is here this morning said, I left the hospital. I moved to, because you see, what God can solve, no doctor can solve it. Those are the kind of rugged faith that God likes. One day, one guy was paralyzed. And the Bible says that Jesus was teaching like I'm teaching now. And four friends, they carried him to the back of the auditorium where he was preaching. And they removed the roof. And they found a way to drop him. And then the roof just opened and he came as if lift. And he came down. And I know there was no lift then. Somebody say rugged faith. Someone say rugged faith. The ruggedity of your faith will determine the extent of your lift. The ruggedity of your faith will determine the extent of your lift. If your desire is good health, then it is necessary for you to be anointed. Now, let's go back to that place, that scripture that I was reading. It says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Somebody say one. And then anoint him with oil. Somebody say two. These two forces will always terminate sickness. The prayer of faith of the elders in the Lord and the anointing placed on your head, it must eject sickness. It must. And that's why this morning, every traces of sickness in anyone's body is hereby ejected in the name of Jesus. Is hereby ejected in the name of Jesus. That sickness is ejected this morning in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Maybe some of you that have been here for long will know a sister that was here when we had our first year anniversary. We were still at the former auditorium. One of our, a young lady then, who was infected with the spirit of insanity. Very pretty lady, just ran mad one day. All that was done is just these two. Prayer, and then the anointing was, I almost could not believe she was the one, because she was chained to my office at the Impact Arena. Chained. I could not believe it. It is good to move from bad to good. To move from good to bad is not a good thing. Somebody who likes to pose, who is okay, is better for the person to get better. But for somebody to move from good to bad, the anointing can fix any challenge. The anointing can fix any problem. The anointing can fix any sickness and any disease. When people phone me, hello sir, my child is sick. I say, forget it. He's not going anywhere. Place the anointing oil on his head. That's why. Anyway, we'll get to that. Number four, what is the benefit of the anointing? Under that number three, that sister, under 24 hours, the madness disappeared. And I think I told you about a week or two ago that she was one of the people that congratulated me during my last birthday. And I saw her face with her husband. She was in her wedding gown. Somebody brought me a system and showed me some people that congratulated me on Facebook. And I saw her face. And she mentioned some things. This is what God can do. She would have died a mad girl. But God, by the power of the oil, sent out that issue of madness. I don't care who is firing arrows at you today. Those arrows are returning back to them. 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 Listen, as God liveth, anybody born of a woman calling your name in the night, anybody doing night vigil for you, to bring you down, God will bring them down. Anybody that want to cut you down, God will cut them down. I say, God will cut them down. Can I hear your loudest amen? Number four, benefit of the anointing is the anointing is the key to protection. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 17, Galatians chapter 6 verse 17, the Bible speaking there, says, henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear on in my body, someone say in my body, the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Henceforth, don't let nobody is permitted to trouble me again. Why? Something is on my head. They place something on my head in church that has made me to have rest, whereby nobody can harass me. From today, nobody can molest you again. In Psalm 105 verse 14, Psalm 105 verse 14, the Bible says, he suffered, Psalms 105 verse 14, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Somebody is here this morning, God is going to change your story. I said, God is going to change your story. He is going to reprove kings for your sake. You know what it means? People that are high and mighty, that think they cannot be touched, he will touch them for your sake. You see, people that are anointed are not people you can touch anyhow. God will enter, you know, big people or rich people, as it were. They have heavily guided houses with dogs, with barbed wires all over the place. And then nobody can just enter. Maybe they also have cameras that watch what is going on when they are there or not. And then maybe security men, one at the gate, one at the entrance, one inside, and all over the place, security men. God will enter the house without anybody seeing him. And he will enter the bedroom without knocking. Iron door, he will enter inside the iron door and enter and bring out Koboko. That's why people are not people that just wash their mouth up and down and talk to those that God have anointed. It's like a suicide mission. I will never do it. From today, anybody that wants to destroy you, God will destroy them. I say, anybody that wants to destroy you, God will destroy them. Amen. The anointing always protects from assault. The anointed cannot be assaulted. That is, the anointing coming on your head this morning will bring about your preservation from assaults. Amen. I said, it will bring about your preservation from assaults. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Can I hear a loud amen from you? The anointing preserves so you cannot be assaulted. That lady said, if you said one car came to bash her And then that was just last week. And then she's up this morning, kakraka, as if nothing happened. There's some people like that, car will hit them and they one leg break, or another leg break, neck break, this one break. Somebody that said, car bash me. It's like watching a film and then you are wondering, is it possible? Is it a car that actually bashed you, or is a toy car that children use? You are escaping evil. God will use your life to yeyefy the devil. That is, the devil will be like a yeyeyosos person. You just be looking at it and say, all the things I've tried to do to this lady, she's becoming more blessed. All I have tried, just like what happened between Saul and David. The more Saul tried to destroy David, the more David's kingdom became better. The more David's life became better. He threw javelin at him. He escaped. You escaped today. I say you escaped today. I say you escaped today. I say you escaped today. Anybody throwing javelin at you, you will escape today. It doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to do. Henceforth, someone say henceforth. Mark it, oh. The last time you had a scratch on your body is the last time you have one. The last time you have even a home accident that you have, you had a challenge in the house, that is the last time you ever have an accident like that. In the name of Jesus. Galatians chapter 6 verse 17, like I said earlier, henceforth I can't be troubled anymore. Why? I carry something. Someone say, I carry something. If you carry it, there is no way the devil can molest you. Number 5, what is the advantage of the anointing and what is in the anointing? Impartation of new skills and capacity for breakthrough. Impartation of new skills. Looking at David. Before they anointed David, he had been killing animals. He could kill animals. But he did not have the capacity. The Bible did not say that before 1 Samuel 17, from verse 48 to 54, thereabout. Before that time, David never was involved in killing giants. But when the anointing came on his head, he moved from killing animals to killing human beings with blood like him. 1 Samuel 17, 48 to 54. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted. And you need to understand the point of this story. This is a 17-year-old boy. I don't know your age here this morning. 17-year-old boy ran towards a giant, magnificent person. Goliath was probably probably taller than this thing. Very massive human being. When he roars, people take cover. Goliath is when he yawns and he says, I'm feeling sleepy, everybody take cover. Because he's like, you know, they say one blow, seven die. Goliath is like one blow, 50 die. One blow like this, and the blow is affecting multitude. 17-year-old boy, after he was anointed in 1 Samuel 16, by 1 Samuel 17, when he was also 17, started attacking giants. And it came to pass when the Philistine drew near, to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. Yeah, let's go now. And David put his hand in his bag. Somebody say, unusual skill. And took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slay him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Stop there. We're still going to from here to 54. We'll just stop there for now. David threw a stone with a catapult to that guy. And it entered his head. He went to battle to him without anything called sword. There was no gun. He did not carry a GPMG. Neither did he carry any pistol. He just went there with a catapult. And then he put stone in his pocket. man, you know, before now, if you read the Bible very well, you know that they had been talking against themselves. You, okay, you. They said, you do, I'll kill you too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody threatening you to kill you, you are the one that will see their burial very soon. Go to verse 51. Verse 51 now. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword. He used the sword of the enemy to slay the enemy. He had no sword. He ran. This is what the anointing does. The anointing is a meaning. It's not something you just put on your head and you put the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and you go back to your... No. It's a medium to assess new skill and to do the seemingly impossible. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the shed thereof and slay him and cut off his head thereof. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they what? Your enemy, they will fly off today. I said they will disappear today. Okay, if now you call, if you see that the person that is a giant, the head of the captain of the guard has been slain, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? These guys were wise guys. They drank some wisdom because they would have also died. All those people ganging up against you. Neighbor Lao, Baba Lao, Madam Lao, Cousin Lao, former boyfriend Lao, former girlfriend Lao. All the Lao, 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 and all the evil people against you, they will take a flight today. They will flee away from you today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Every satanic conspiracy against your lifting, anybody that says as he liveth, you will not be happy, God will disgrace them. I say God will disgrace them. I say God will disgrace them. So the anointing brings about capacity to do what you could not do before. If you read on from that place, you will see how David became a star, because he acquired new capacity. You see, until you're able to do something that is unique and different, nobody celebrates you. And that's why you need the anointing. To be able to acquire the skill, the wherewithal, the power required for you to be able to move to the next levels of your life. Until there's a new level of empowerment secured on the platform of the anointing, forward movement becomes like a mirage. That's why you must take this anointing serious so that it can bring forth something in your life. Number six, benefit of the anointing. And what is the anointing? It's transference of grace. Someone say transference of grace. In Numbers 11 from verse 25, Numbers 11 from verse 25, there was a story of the 70 elders and Moses. The Bible says, and the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke unto him and took of the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. Now what's that place trying to say? God took of the anointing that was on Moses and placed it upon the 70 elders. And then came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. From today, what you could not do before, by this anointing you begin to do it. Amen. What you could not achieve before, by this anointing you begin to achieve it. Amen. What you could not do before, you begin to do it from today. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. The anointing makes you to do what you could not do before. The 70 guys were normal guys. You know, some people in school, they say, I'm just a normal guy. Just a normal guy. It's because you don't have, the anointing has not been poured on your head. Genuine. When you have the anointing, you are no more a normal guy. You have become an extra normal guy. That anointing is the extra that makes your ordinariness become nullified. From today, God is going to help you. Graces are transferable through the oil. I've been a major benefactor of this over the years, securing massive grace from impartations like this to bring about a quick turnaround, a quick change of levels. If you want quick work, turn to your anointing. If you want quick work, turn to the anointing. If you want quick work, turn to the anointing. If you want quick work, turn to the anointing. If you want quick work, turn to the anointing. If you want quick work, turn to the anointing. What boosts the working of the anointing on your life? Number one, hunger. 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 You are hungry. Jesus, something must happen to me. Hunger. You are hungry and you are desperate. Number two, booster of the anointing to make it work in your life is faith in the mystery. Some don't believe. And what you don't believe, you are not permitted to become. What you don't believe, you are not permitted to become. What you don't believe, you can't assess. Number three, booster of the anointing is the lifestyle of service. The anointing cannot work without service. Because the purpose of the anointing is to get you to work. The anointed, they don't just sit down and be rolling on a chair. The purpose of the anointing works quicker and faster for those who are working, who are in service, particularly in kingdom service. If your desire is to secure the anointing, then be involved actively, actively, actively in kingdom service. For the program that my wife and I went for, a woman sat beside us almost throughout because the seat they gave us was allocated. And the woman that sat beside us was an old woman, probably about the age of my mother or even older. Throughout, sometimes by 5 a.m., 4:30, she's already in the auditorium. And there till night. Old woman. I was just looking at it. Old woman, maybe about 70, thereabout. Old woman, serving God like this. She was there for a duty. And she never for one day was omitted or said, maybe today I'm feeling tired. Or today I don't feel like coming. For one day, old woman. So how can a youth of 21 years or a youth of 30 years be in church and then your hands are folded doing nothing? Doing nothing at your age. And then when it's time to pray, say, Jesus, Jesus, answer my prayer. You say, forget it, keep quiet there. Say, keep quiet there. Since you have been here, what are you doing? You're just folding your hands. If you want the anointing to work, get your hand busy. Get your hand busy. If you want the anointing to work, get your hands busy. I think it was Father in the Lord, Daddy Adeboye, that said, if you want your hands to raise the dead, make sure your hands can clean dirty things. Can clean the toilet. He said, if you want your hands to raise the dead, it must be able to first clean poo-poo and clean dirty things. When my wife and I were trusting God for our first child, I remember she was inside the sanctuary keepers in the toilet at that time, as a sanctuary keeper, also in the prayer department, and also the wife of a servant of God. One day she said, "I'm feeling somehow. Okay, go and do a test." She said, "I'm pregnant." These things work. It works. It works. It works. But you need to get yourself in tune. And it's possible to also be serving and not be serving effectively. You can we're in the department, we are the pioneer. Pioneer. We were there, we have been there since. In fact, the senior pastor met us here. The senior pastor met you here. He said, yes, he met us here. He said, why? Because we're already at the gate. Praise the Lord. Don't just be saying stories. Get your hand busy. Don't just be saying stories. Get your hand busy. Get yourself busy doing something worthwhile, profitable. Last week, I was talking to the head of the department of the children's church. He was telling me that they need about 20-something teachers because we have extended the class and the children are getting more. In almost every department, we need people. In media, we need people. To drive a bus, we need people. Almost choir, we have people here. Look at the space at the back of the choir now. We have people here who have sonorous voice. They put it inside Milo container and they cover it up. They did, you know, when you want to close it, cuckoo. They close it. They not like this, cuckoo, and kept it. You are keeping your voice. May the Lord have mercy on us. You know, many of us don't know the importance of this thing. We just think that we are doing God a favor. You doing God a favor. What a shallow knowledge. Shallow mentality. You. May the Lord give us understanding. A lifestyle of service and dedication. Number four. Boost up the anointing. It's a lifestyle of joy and happiness. If you want the anointing to flow freely and you want it to work, be joyful. Be excited. Walk in joy. I've preached about this over and over again. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Be excited. Anointing doesn't work for moody people. People are always sad. People are always unhappy. It was in those days that old people used to be happy. Now, even young people are sad. You see some young people, they no matter what, they will never smile. No matter what, that shouldn't be your lifestyle. If you want the anointing to flow freely, try as much as possible to always be happy, excited, and joyful. Thank you, Jesus. And of course, a life of prayer. Life of prayer boosts the anointing. A life of prayer boosts the anointing. As I close this morning, my counsel is counsel number one. Make it a priority to always attend the monthly anointing service. Every second Sunday of the month, we anoint everybody. Every second Sunday of the month. Every second Sunday of the month. Every second Sunday of the month. Make it a priority. Come, let it be in your heart. Just like you value Thanksgiving. You value the anointing. Value it. Today's anointing service. God, you must do something in my life today. You must not pass me by. Number two counsel is regularly anoint your family and home with the anointing oil that has been blessed from this altar. Anoint your family. Anoint your business. Anoint everywhere with the oil that has been blessed. Regularly. In this church, regularly, pastors, every time we are... There was a day I was here very early in the morning to anoint the environment. A lady saw me as I was anointing. And she went to one of the anointing there and used it to touch her head like this. And say, God, I key into this. And by the following day, people that owe that money started putting her, hello. No, in fact, she said before she got home, one of them that refused pay, I said, I'm now here. Take your money by force. By the following day, people that owe that money started calling her, please, come and take your money. Come and take your money. Come and take your money. Today, all that you are expecting via this anointing, God will release them to you. Amen. I say, all that you are expecting, God will release them to you. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Counsel number three is don't despise the power in the anointing. Some, they don't care. We have been collecting the anointing before. Maybe many times we have been anointed. It doesn't matter. Don't despise the power. It's power in the oil. Don't despise. If there was no power, Jesus would not say that we should just move in and use it to anoint the sick, and the sick will rise. Number four, counsel for the anointing oil this morning is maintain an attitude of excitement always. Always be happy. Walk in joy. Walk in joy always. Be happy. When there are some people, once there is no money in their pocket or in their bank account, it immediately shows on their forehead, nail balance. It's written on the forehead. Don't let your heart be tied so much to your finances that it's as if when there's no money, you can't flow. Money is just paper, and you will have excess of it. I say you will have excess of it. You will have excess of it. But you must know the principle that magnetizes money. The happy mood, joyful mood, excited mood is like a magnetic force for resources. Because, do you know why? Because when you are happy, you access ideas and you are attractive. Over the years, I've known ladies where guys wanted to speak to them. And immediately they got to them like this. Say, hello, I appreciate you. Yeah. And the face is so hard. The guy say, eh? Nigeria get too much wahala, too much for me to bring another wahala again inside. That's why everywhere you are, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Be excited. For me as a person, immediately I notice that somebody is permanently always sad, I separate myself from the person. It's just natural. I can't flow again. Once you're always moody all the time, as if you are the only one that is operating in Nigeria. Are you the only one spending naira? Say, the naira is not enough. Naira is not enough. Naira is not enough. Very soon you have excess of it. And number five, pray extensively to enforce the blessings of the anointing that was given to you. Many, after they are anointed, they will just be looking. Lift your voice and begin praying. It's like an additional makeup. Anointing is not additional makeup. The one you have done is already enough. It is the power of God for your transformation. It's not additional makeup. It's not to make your forehead shiny. It's not maybe, Ramadan is coming and then the weather is somehow, you see, maybe I'm looking like, if I put it there, I will not look like that. That's not the purpose of the anointing. Immediately it lands on your head. Latwa kakalabo. Jakelika numbrada. Oh God, I must get rest over my studies, over my children, over my family, over my health. I must get us out to operate. It shows you believe. And God always responds to your faith. My prayer for everyone here this morning is that the anointing of this morning will bring about all round rest for you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear a loud amen from you? Can I hear a loud amen from you? What is the purpose of the anointing when one is not saved? Do you know something? It is a waste to even collect the anointing oil on your head except you are part of God. That is, you are saved. It is a waste. It's like you are just wasting your time.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.